Welcome back here to Ladd People Stadium. The South team practice here on Thursday afternoon. O-line, D-line, one-on-ones here as we have Trey Jackson from Florida State going up against number 92, Caleb Ewells, and Jackson just got him with a strong punch there, Tom.
Good hands, getting inside of the defender, and Ewells really has been tough to stop, to knock off his feet all week. He's held his ground rather easily, so that's a big win for Trey Jackson. Very quick. You like the way he immediately sets up and gets his hands into defenders. That's part of good fundamental football.
We have round two here as Ewells jumps a little bit early. Let's see how he fares in this matchup. Yeah, it's a good job there from I believe that is Trey Jackson, yeah, number 54.
You like the way he bends his knees and sinks his hips. He's got a wide base. The way he wins out in that battle is he's got to get leverage on Ewells because Ewells is the stronger player.
We have Reese Dismukes here going up against number 96, Joey Mboo from Houston.
Mboo has displayed some terrific and eye-opening power this week. I mean, he gets a lot of push up the field. I thought he was out of position at the nose tackle spot at Houston. But Dismukes is one of the better centers in the draft, and he beats him again there. The first snap, he beats him with power. There he beats him with an arm over move. I mean, McBoo is built low to the ground like you want those defensive linemen. He gets natural leverage, and, you know, the variety of moves and power to beat the opponents is really going to stand out to scouts.
As we see here, number 95, Grady Jarrett, an undersized defensive tackle. I believe he came in at 288 pounds. What have you seen from Jarrett this week? Has he lived up to your expectations?
Absolutely. Terrific three-technique prospect, and you saw him beat Lael Collins, who he left Collins on the ground the first snap, and then he beats Collins to the inside on that second series. So Grady Jackson's going to be downgraded because he's under 6'1". He's under 290 pounds, but he's going to play at the next level. He's scheme-specific, a three-technique tackle, but he's going to make some defensive coordinator who runs that system very happy. I think Lael Collins has struggled all week. We've spoken about it on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. You saw it right there.
As we see Tyler Sambrello from Colorado State go up against Geno Grissom from Oklahoma, two guys that were looking to improve their stock. I thought Sambrello has had some good flashes this week.
He has. I mean, he's been a bit inconsistent, was good on Tuesday, kind of took a step back yesterday, but there you see him. He quickly sets up, is able to quickly get off the edge, and he stopped Ogedinguizua there, I believe. One of the first times we've seen the UCLA defensive lineman be stopped all week. You like the way he gets his hands in there. He stays square. He keeps his feet moving. You know, it's good to be big and strong, but proper fundamentals will win out more times than not.
As we see the left defensive end there, Preston Smith, number 91 from Mississippi State, getting another rep here against, I believe that's Alabama right tackle, Austin Shepard, Tony.
Yeah, it is. And Smith is going to have the speed, quickness, and athletic advantage on this, which is why he beat him last time. Shepard's got to set up quicker, make sure he sinks his hips and get his hands into Smith, or Smith will beat him every time around the edge.
Smith, one of those long, angular players, has great length, has some athleticism, did a lot of different things for Mississippi State. Let's slide inside here. Georgia Tech right guard, Shaq Mason, number 70 there, right in the middle of your screen. What have you seen from Mason so far this week?
You know, he's athletic, he's quick, he's got sort of a funky build, as we saw during weigh-ins, which I don't think is going to go over well with scouts, doesn't have a real thick bottom. He's very good in motion. I think what's going to happen is something like, in this sort of drill, he's going to struggle. Although he did get his hands into Grady Jackson, was able to steer him from the action, I'll give him credit there. Mason's the type of guy in full scrimmage you want to watch him when he gets out on the second level to take on linebackers. So that's where he really shines.
It's not understated when you talk about a guy like Shaq Mason coming out of that triple option, run-heavy offense, getting to see him in reps and pass protection. This is as big a drill for any as any of these offensive linemen it is for him.
And again, good job. You like the way he bends his knees. He starts so low to the ground. It's football in the lines of scrimmage in the trenches is a leverage game. And basically what he's able to do is just out-leverage Grady Jackson, who during weigh-ins was, I believe, 6'1", 1/2 inch. So that's a great job on both snaps by Mason.
As we see Caleb Ewells from Mississippi State, the defensive tackle out of Yazoo City, Mississippi, much like former first-round pick Fletcher Cox, Ewells wins off the snap.
Fires off the snap with that great first step. He's strong. He's explosive. And when you get that first step and you jolt that center back and you get him off balance, you're able to get by him as he did there, his teammate Dylan Day from Mississippi State.
Dylan Day, we saw last week at the East-West Shrine game. What have you seen from this week? Because that's actually a pretty good rep there. He gives up the pressure at the very end, but saw the ability to, you know, sit down and drop an anchor a little bit against Caleb Ewells.
Yeah, not bad. He's not a great athlete. He's the type of guy that if he makes it, it's going to have to be as an eighth offensive lineman, the backup of both the guard and center positions.
As we see two of the more toolsy lineman prospects, you have Joey Mbu out of Houston, Ari Kwanjo out of Alabama, both coming in with huge hands, long arms, great wingspans. It's an interesting matchup here.
If Kwanjo is able to get his hands into him first, he should win the battle because he can block down on Mbu. But you see, the Houston defensive lineman keeps his hands and his feet moving. That's very important. Just keep your hands and feet active throughout the play. You'd like to see him maybe disengage quicker, show a few more moves, but he did the last time. So I think he's so far so good for him.
As we have our last rep here, we have Trey Flowers, the defensive end from Arkansas, going up against one of the replacement tackles from Mississippi State.
Yeah, Flowers is a smaller college defensive end. He doesn't have great size, but he's a natural pass rusher. You know, is he going to stay at defensive end at the next level and be a one-gap end or play in a one-gap system in a front four, or will they use him, you know, standing up over at outside linebacker?
As we finish the final rep here, we see Flowers end the drill on a spin move. For Tony Paulina, DraftInsider.net, I'm Fran Duffy. Stay tuned for more right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.